we're certainly disappointed this morning, Greg. We're certainly puzzled. We've been totally supportive of all the operation, and it is a difficult operation, and if it is, are controlling throughout the country, but we above all throughout the whole of the county, and people are aware of that in your listenership, and we have worked since the 15th of March in supporting all areas where there was vulnerable issues, where there was issues that required extra support and a voluntary capacity. We have come out in our numbers and supported that, and we worked with getting the numbers. We looked for 500 to attend our games with almost 500 metres around the pitch, which I've said before on one of your shows. If they were a metre apart, you would fit them all in comfortably. But we went with the 200 and disappointed. Last week, I made an offer to Croke Park that we would do a pilot programme in a few of the counties, that we would allow nobody in without masks into grounds. In case that on the evidence that was coming through that there was an outbreak in three of the counties that had closed down, to assist again coming forward with an assistance to assist an effort controlling this. That wasn't entertained. We didn't get a reply on it even. And where I'm supporting them and complimenting them, being critical and in a constructive way, that this is not being thought out correctly. Well, I think to get the nation to work with you, you've got to work with the nation, and that's not happening at the moment. And I mean, I direct this at NPHET, and I direct it at all our local TDs, and I would ask them: Are they talking to the cabinet? The regulations, as far as I see, come into action as of this morning. But I mean, you know, they're made at the moment, but that doesn't say that sense can't prevail and that they can be changed. That has been said by NPHET that this is preventing hundreds of new cases, but we've got absolutely no evidence to back that up at the moment. Mm. And if there is evidence, then why not share it with us so that we can work with them? It's a national item of concern. Mm. It's a national emergency that we're in with this COVID. It's unprecedented, but we've got to work together in all of this. And we above all, the GA have been working diligently since the 15th of March this year with that. And I mean, we're not getting the information and we're not getting the connection that we should be getting from NPHET and from Cabinet that this might be happening. This, just to be told at 5 p.m. yesterday evening that bang, this weekend or as from tomorrow morning, you're gone down with no admission into games, or they've come up with a magical figure of 15. Now, where they've come up with that, I don't know. But I mean, 200 people in a 450-metre surrounded area in at a match was absolutely safe. And I've checked it out with medical people. Absolutely safe.